Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
This is our moment. This is our time. It is now or never.
It was a very different time, of course, in the politics of this country. We are 39 days away from the local government elections, and starting today, we'll be talking to you to find out what issues are important to your ward. We start in Ward 51 in the city of Cape Town, and resident in that ward is Bulelane Dondashe, who joins us on the line from Kwalanga. Molo Buti, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Buti. Trust you well.
I'm very well, thank you very much. You live in a ward of approximately 26,000 people. It's about 2 square kilometers in size. You voted overwhelmingly for the African National Congress in the last local government election, where 73% of the vote went towards the ANC candidate. What are the issues, do you think, for your community this time around?
The issue of crime. Well, at first I'd like to say, Buti, I'd like to point out the positives. Then from there, we can look at areas of improvement. Well, in the area of crime, there has been exponential improvement. The Langa Safety Patrol, under the chairmanship of Alfred Makwaka, they are doing a stellar job in making sure that Langa is very safe and that this space is not attractive to criminals and thugs. Unemployment, look, Buti, we cannot look at unemployment in isolation. Perhaps this is not the competency of the ward councillor, but all that we're looking for is for an enabling environment, you know, for families to assuage hunger. That would be something. And I'm thinking tourism and events could be the silver bullet that can unlock this.
I mean, because just to be clear, I mean, Langa does enjoy a lot of activity in the tourism space. I know that COVID-19 has obviously probably resulted in that being a challenge space at the moment. But certainly in any ordinary year, you receive a lot of tour buses and visitors to Langa.
Yes, Buti, we can do even more. I mean, to create more tourism products within Langa. Yeah, so that we can sell it as an attraction. I mean, we've got... I see no reason why we should not be having a music concert before the Cape Town Jazz Festival here in Langa at Marikana Square. Yeah. And then also the issue of housing. Yeah, housing, we all understand that there's a big backlog, you know, within the city itself. But we would need to look at the plight of the backyard dwellers, as it looks like they're not being prioritized. You know, they're not a priority. More people, and also those who find themselves in squatter camps, at least services to be rendered to them, like water as well as sanitation. Yeah. And then, Buti, the issue of sanitation is also a big issue as well, because, you know, at some point, there was a point where you would walk along King Langalibalele Drive, and under every third street pole, you would see a dustbin. So what we notice is that whenever there are service or people are not happy about this, that, or the other, the first thing they do is they burn down these bins. So the city is not about that life, so they don't keep on replacing stuff that people burn down. So as a result of that, Langa is very dirty. You know, as a cultural guide, you are at pains trying to explain to the German tourist as to why it is dirty. Yeah, they say, yeah, we understand that people are poor, but why is it dirty? Now you need to spin some narrative about this, that, or the other. Yeah.
Now, sadly, the ward has also seen the loss of not one, but two councillors. Nomta Dilima died to COVID-19 last year, sadly, and had been a long-time councillor for the ward. And, of course, Zingisile Ngangana dying after long illness, who was a replacement for Nomta. What are you hoping to get from the politicians ahead of the local government elections as at least a promise of what they want to do in your ward over the next 5 years?
Just to listen to the people. You know, I do understand that people get into office through a a political ticket, it would be nice to have like independent candidates where, you know, we can manage this by meaning that we can take out the concerns of the people as the point to take to council meetings. So we're just looking for someone who will be closer to the people, the voice of the people, and then make sure that we understand the processes of council, you know, because if people don't know, it is then that they start to panic and do things that are that are not very intelligent. Yeah.
Well, Bulelani, thank you very much for your insights, and we wish you and your community all the best. Bulelani Dondashe is in Ward 51, which is in Langa, right here in the city of Cape Town.